Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Well, as our universities prepare to welcome back a record number of international students next year, there might be a little bit of a problem. Where are they going to sleep? David Bycroft is the founder of MyStay, which is a Brisbane student accommodation provider. David, good to see you in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Steve.
So that we shut the borders a couple of years ago. It was no problem. We didn't need to house anyone because they weren't allowed it in the first place. But that's about to change.
Yes, Australia was one of the countries that closed their borders for the longest as well. Other countries benefited from that by taking our students into their countries.
So do we know roughly how many students are going to come back into Australia to study at the universities here in southeast Queensland?
Well, southeast Queensland normally would have about 120,000 to 150,000 international student visas issued. Our economy benefits over $5 billion from export dollar in that respect. And we feel that it's going to be bigger next year because the demand is growing again for Australia now we're open. But there is the first time ever it's the worst rental availability crisis in Australia and many other things. So there is going to be a problem next March.
What timing? What are we going to do, David?
Well, we're probably looking for creative solutions, but the simplest solution is anyone with a spare room who has never tried doing homestay before, put their name in the ring and they'll find the experience is really pleasurable, that usually we form lifetime relationships between our host and our guest student. You know, you do get paid to accommodate a student, but we would just recommend going to a properly managed homestay organisation and having everything secure. It's a great opportunity. And the other thing is a lot of people don't know is homestay income is considered tax-free. And we need our government, who is encouraging international students to come here. We want them to make sure they make clear announcements about pensioners not being affected as well, because there's a lot of pensioners in southeast Queensland who would have spare rooms.
But so their children have left home. They can actually rent out those two bedrooms to a homestay student. And it's not taxable income in Australia.
If it's done through a properly managed homestay organisation, right, okay, it's considered tax-free.
Wow.
In most cases. So, you know, if you start taking more than three students, you're looking like a commercial operation. You don't have to tie up your rooms or gear. You can just do it for short or medium term or long term.
So if I was to sign up to a formal homestay program, what are my obligations, the bare minimum obligations?
And you're becoming a friend and a mentor. There is food, there's accommodation, you know, you're housing them, you have Wi-Fi, so that's all they need.
So what are the universities telling them before they come here, Dave? What are they expecting from Brisbane?
Universities are getting more interested in trying to solve the problem because overseas we've already seen some universities tell students, don't enrol until you've got accommodation.
Right.
So in the past, people will enrol in the university and then look for accommodation. So that's reversing because accommodation's becoming a lot tougher.
All right.
We're generally looking for hosts that are near the public transport or, in fact, near university schools and colleges that take international students.
Or near the sort of the transport hubs and train stations.
Or transport hubs. Yeah, okay. But we've got a need for hosts next year in Toowoomba, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, and, of course, Brisbane. We have like 3,000 or 4,000 hosts at any one point in time.
Right, okay.
But they're not all vacant at the same time for different reasons. So we're always cycling through. But we need new people. We need new people to give it a try. You'll get contribution to the household income of, depending on the level of homestay you go into, you know, $200 to $300 plus a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes to your household income tax-free.
Okay, per student that's staying with you.
Per student.
Now, what's the state government saying about this?
State governments around Australia, including Queensland, are encouraging international students to come to Queensland. But if you can't provide them with the basic shelter, then we're going to struggle.
Yeah. And so the state government got any suggestions or ideas?
We're hoping to give them some. We want the government to champion the tax-free status, which already exists, and give a clear message for pensioners, because that's where a lot of the spare rooms are.
There has been a suggestion that we, you know, because of the housing problem, the housing shortage, that Airbnbs be squashed or shut down here. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, we don't see that happening. But what we would like the government to do is, and the city councils, distinguish between Airbnb and hosting an international student so there's no confusion.
So what does my listener do? So, okay, I'm interested in exploring this. What can they do?
The best place is the Australian Homestay Network, homestaynetwork.org. If they go there, they just apply as a host and the rest happens.
Best of luck, you.
Thanks,
David. Thanks very much. So that's David Bycroft, founder of MyStay, which is a Brisbane student accommodation provider. But the overall umbrella body is called Australian Homestay Network.